forward, especially when it comes to the baptism, so they can actually see, hello, I know you, don't I? I've never, there you are. It's lovely to see you, because I've got two friends here. I've got two friends, Rudolf, that's Rudolf, and Petronella. They're brother and sister, Rudolf and Petronella. Normally, they're very, very good friends, but I'm afraid they're not talking to each other at the moment. They've had an argument. Oh, Rudolf, what's happening?
Nothing.
Petronella, what's up? Oh dear, Rudolf and Petronella are having a oof. Are you going to speak to anybody else?
Oh yes, I'll speak to somebody else. Oh, hello. Oh, that's nice. You're asleep. Oh. Hello. Hello, you. Hello. Hello. I'll speak to you. For two. Hello. Hello, hello.
Are you going to speak to Rudolf?
Nope.
Are you going to speak to Petronella? Nope. Oh dear. Now what's happened? Will you please tell me why you're not being nice to each other? Why you're not at peace with one another?
No.
Petronella, will you tell us what's happened?
Oh, all right.
Rudolf is a horrible person! Rudolf is not a horrible person. Why are you saying that?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Because I'd been given a special invitation to a special party, and I got my special dress on. But to get there, they had to get a special car to take me. But to get in the car, I had to have my invitation. And Rudolf hid my invitation. He was rotten. He was nasty. And I don't like him anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, what happened then, Petronella?
I didn't have my invitation, and when the car came, he wouldn't let me get in the car, and I couldn't go to the party. Huh!
Oh dear, Rudolf, that wasn't very nice.
It was only meant to be a joke, and I didn't know when the car was coming, and I wasn't in, so I couldn't find the invitation for Petronella.
It was still a bit nasty.
Yeah,
that's not right.
No, it's not right.
Petronella, I'm sorry I hid your invitation and wasn't there when you needed it. Do you think Petronella ought to forgive Rudolf? Do you think so? Yes. Yeah. What do you? All right, Petra. I think try and forgive Rudolf.
Rudolf, that wasn't very nice of you. But okay, let's be friends again.
Oh, that's good. They've stopped fighting because Rudolf said sorry, and now they're at peace with one another. Right, will you two go and sit down again and watch the rest that's going on? I'll put you over there so you can see everything that's going on. Oh no, I'll put you over here, you can see better. All right, you say bye-bye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There they are. Now, the thing is, Rudolf and Petronella had a fight. And they didn't have peace with each other until one had said sorry. And our reading today is all about saying sorry and having peace. It talks about a man called John the Baptist. And he was a funny looking person. He dressed not beautifully like me, but he dressed, not beautifully like most of you. He dressed in the most extraordinary clothes. And he talked about repentance and shouted at people. And that doesn't sound like a very nice thing, but actually the word repentance just means saying sorry, and I don't want to do that thing again. So what what John the Baptist was saying is say sorry to God, and then you'll have peace with God, and say sorry to others, and you'll have peace with one another. So in baptism, we remember, as we'll say later on in the service, I repent of my sins. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. And when we do that, when we say I'm sorry to God, and we say sorry to each other, then we can have peace with each other and peace with God. And when we've got peace with God, then we can start spreading that peace to others. We can help bring peace to the world. Just think, wouldn't it be amazing if in a fight that goes on, the person who started the fight says, oh, I'm really sorry that I did that. And the other person said, I forgive you. There'd be peace. Let's work on spreading peace, being people of peace, having peace in our hearts because we said sorry to God, and let's work to share peace. That's one of the things, I'm sure. Grace, what a lovely name that is. It's a lovely name, special name. Grace, I'm sure she'll be a sharer of peace with others. And now we're going to the part of our service where we have the baptism. So would the parents of Grace and her